is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Iran calls a plea for restraint an excessive request as Israelis brace for retaliatory strikes over the assassination of a Hamas leader. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Iran is rejecting calls from Western governments to stand down. It insists Israel is behind the killing of Ismail Haniyeh and has vowed to avenge his death. In a statement yesterday, the U.S. and European allies urged Iran to de-escalate. Iran said the same countries have ignored Israel's crimes.
Hamas has fired rockets at Tel Aviv in a not-so-hopeful sign 2 days before ceasefire talks resume. Democratic vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz is kicking off a solo campaign tour in Los Angeles today. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
He's starting in California by addressing a municipal labor union. He's got a fundraiser out there on the West Coast, then heads to Denver to raise more money. But a good example of what ultimately the running mate ends up doing, which is going to fundraisers to stoke the donors.
Former President Donald Trump tells Elon Musk he knew Vladimir Putin had his sights set on bringing Ukraine back into the Russian fold.
We would talk a lot about Ukraine. It was the apple of his eye. But I said, don't ever do it. Don't ever do it.
The interview was live streamed on X. Ukraine's army claims it now controls more than 400 square miles of Russian territory in Kursk. Tropical storm Ernesto is battering the Northeast Caribbean as it takes aim at Puerto Rico. Governor Pierluisi has activated the National Guard. Schools and government offices have closed. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen expects the system to gain strength in the next day or two.
A Category 1 likely going to a Category 2 hurricane is likely. And the current track has Ernesto making a sharp right-hand turn after moving off Puerto Rico and heading straight on up towards Bermuda.
Ford and Mazda have issued warnings about 500,000 cars and trucks. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert from Detroit.
These are 04 to 2012 models that have faulty Takata airbags that can spew shrapnel when they deploy. Ford and Mazda say these vehicles have been recalled but not repaired. The companies are providing free loaner cars. At least 27 people have been killed in the U.S. alone by the faulty Takata airbags. More than 400 people have been injured.
Home Depot reporting earnings better than expected in the second quarter, but the company's not hopeful about what's to come. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
They warned that consumer demand could weaken in the second half of the year. That's due to high interest rates and prices, but also combined with uncertainty about the overall direction of the economy.
The Dow is up 168 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Board and the community last night discussed a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually. Public discussions on the matter will continue in upcoming meetings. Voting is taking place today in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places are open until 8. Voters are reminded to bring their IDs, and you can check your registration status and your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. About 22,000 absentee ballots were requested in Racine and Kenosha counties for today's primary. Of the 22,000, about 17,000 were returned as of yesterday. In-person absentee voting saw over 3,000 participants in Racine and around 2,000 in Kenosha County. The former head of mental health services for Racine County has reached a plea deal related to drug smuggling into the county jail. Brittany Perez had entered a not guilty plea. And the state fair set a new attendance record. Over 1.1 million people went to the fair this year, with the numbers attributed to favorable weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the series between L.A. and Milwaukee tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing Game 1 last night 5-2. The Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani with a home run that traveled 424 feet. And Mookie Betts, back in his first game since breaking his left hand, had a two-run homer with three RBI. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, two of the best players in the game hit a home run. I thought Freddie Peralta was fantastic, but the four runs came on two infield hits and two home runs. And again, granted, another great player got the hit, but we had our opportunity, you know, to do that.
College football, the Badgers competition at quarterback continues. Tyler Van Dyke versus Braden Locke. Head coach Luke Fickell says it's a good problem to have.
As everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two, where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Late tomorrow night through Thursday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life could still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows. WRJM with local news and timeless hits. If you ever hear Stuart J. Waddles do something in the local news, you're like, I really would like to know more about that. Just check out our website, WRJN.com. Scroll down for the rest of the story.
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. Chance to be near you because
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN, because that's the Dave Clark Fan 5. Hello.
Hello.
Rich, you just have that effect on me.
No. You're going to get me in trouble.
No. Rich, you're just too young for me anyway. Rich LoCascio is here. He actually does our big deals. You're responsible for getting these awesome deals, which I survive on for myself, but 30% most of the time, but 50% tomorrow. What are we 50%?
Tomorrow we have the Peach Cobbler Factory that's in Kenosha. So there's some great stuff there. They have pudding shakes. They have peach cobbler, and they top it with the vanilla bean ice cream. It's so good. On a hot summer day, that's a perfect dessert.
You betcha.
Right after lunch, right after dinner. So they're open from noon to 10, and then they have late hours on Fridays and Saturdays. So you want to go in there, check out the pudding shakes, the cobbler, the cookies, the brownies, the cinnamon rolls. So 50% off tomorrow. So you can purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 tomorrow.
Wow, that is crazy. What's on Friday?
Friday we have Von Hassel Jewelers. So it's never too late to get some nice jewelry for your significant others. So
yeah, that's true.
They're a full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, custom designer. They'll come to you, whether you're at the bank, the attorney's office, another jewelry store.
Yeah, so
I know, right?
You're getting divorced, but you're getting ready for that next wife.
I've never gone through that whole like the complications of that, but just to simplify, if you're looking for jewelry, Von Hassel Jewelers is the place to go.
I just want to show you, baby, what the next gal is getting.
Right. So $100 gift certificates on Friday for just $50.
Oh, that's unreal. So you know, if you were thinking about getting engaged but want to be cheap. No, not really, because those are beautiful, beautiful jewelry pieces, and you're getting 50% off on Friday.
Well, the significant other doesn't have to know that you save 50%.
That's
true. It's
the
thought that counts.
Exactly. Don't tell her.
Right.
And she wonders what's missing on your credit. Oh, hey, it looks like you took out $50 out of the bank.
You'll probably be rewarded for being such a frugal shopper.
Absolutely. I might have to get one for myself and
there you go.
Take the hubby for a ride. Come here, buddy. We got to go up somewhere. We got to go to Van Hassel Jewelers. So that is what's coming up on our WRJN Big Deals. How do we access Big Deals, my friend?
So you want to go to WRJN.com. At the very top, you'll see Big Deals with the exclamation point. You click on that, you go right to our storefront, and you can save 50% tomorrow with the Peach Cobbler Factory, 50% on Friday with Von Hassel Jewelers, and 30% any other day.
That's
with
right.
All of our different partners, local here, Racine, Kenosha. You'll see some up in the Waukesha area. Getting a lot of love for the Waukesha area as well. So make sure you save 50%. If you're going to go somewhere on a Friday night or a weekend trip, not too far, there you go. You're covered.
And even today, I mean, it's not lunchtime yet, but you're thinking about it. Go get 30% off one of our gift certificates on WRJN.com. Scroll down. Big deals.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
see your face again.
Timeless hits right here at WRJN. The Animals with the House of the Rising Sun. You know, I have another job as well, and I work right by a true former House of the Rising Sun on the second story. Big, giant bar with really good food. I think about if these walls could talk on my way to get a Reuben there. Good Reubens. Now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. All the news that's fit to tell you about.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many civic media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's information out about people that have already voted. About 22,000 people in Racine and Kenosha counties combined requested absentee ballots for today's partisan primary. Of those 22,000, about 17,000 have been returned as of yesterday. In Racine, more than 3,000 people voted in-person absentee, with that number about 2,000 in Kenosha County. Polls are open until 8. You can check your ballot and find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. Felony charges have been filed for that attack outside the Racine Library last week. Duncan Bell is accused of using a machete-like knife to cut another man's neck during an argument, leading to felony charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and aggravated battery. The victim needed to get stitched up at the hospital. Bell is being held on a $10,000 cash bond with a court appearance scheduled for tomorrow. A plea deal has been reached for the former head of mental health services for Racine County. Brittany Perez was accused of smuggling drugs into the county jail and at this point had entered a not guilty plea. She appeared in court this week. Razors, drugs, and cell phones were allegedly found by authorities during a search at the Racine County Jail in November. Investigators allege there was also a romantic relationship between Perez and an inmate. And the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair set a new attendance record. This year saw 1.1 million visitors, the highest since the pandemic. This year's numbers exceeded the previous record from 2019. CEO Sherry Black highlighted that this is the third straight year with over a million attendees, supported by a week of mostly pleasant weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Well, that
WRJN. I had trouble with this song. One of my friends worked in radio with me, got let go. He comes home. His wife didn't know he got let go. And she goes, how was your day? And he pulls out a clip of that song and plays it for her. What's this mean, honey? It means no paycheck 2 weeks from now. Oh, man. In the summertime, though, it's always nice to get laid off in the summer. You know, you got the sunshine and everything. And Mungo Jerry.
In the summertime. You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you put down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright,
da 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 da,
whoosh whoosh whoosh, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
I just need respect for my props or whatever. Aretha could have sung the phone book and made a big hit out of it. That's how good she was. What a queen of soul right there. Aretha Franklin, respect WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Elvis. Appreciation Week. You're going to hear a clip of Elvis, and today is a clip from The Trouble with Girls, and they are a lot of trouble. And then one of the songs I'll be playing is one of the songs, the song coming out of that clip is going to be a song that is on the album that you're going to win today. A good looking Elvis with a big Hawaii lei around his neck. And yeah, a lot of great tunes on there. A lot of great tunes from his movies on today's vinyl that we scoured the finest vinyl stores for. So anyway, today, Elvis, and your chance to win is just minutes away. So Cindy, give him that phone number. Why don't you? Before you forget, here's the phone number. And that's like, can you hear me rustling the papers? Where is that phone number? I just had it. 262-634-WRJN. And we'll take caller number 5 today. All right. So good luck to you, because Elvis is coming back.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's a tip to make your next trip to a foreign destination more enjoyable. Try learning the language. It assists with discovering local spots to visit. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership to all 25 of their languages. Try a little German, learn Japanese or Swedish. You get to prepare with Rosetta Stone. And right now, you can get 50% off Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited subscription. Visit rosettastone.com/radio today to purchase and then learn for life. That's rosettastone.com/radio.
Captimes Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions. Important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together change makers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Fix? What's the matter with Fix? You all right? Last night. I'm sorry, what?
Well, I was thinking. Why did you give me those free tickets? I mean, why? How come? Why me?
There was no reason. You just happened to be there. We give a bunch of them out anyway. Your kid was cute.
It's a good thing the Chautauqua is. I mean, it's a chance to learn, you know? I got to thinking of, well, that someday, I don't want Carol to be embarrassed by me. That's why I've been gone.
Is the drugstore going to stay open?
How would I know?
Oh, well. I was just wondering, that's all. You know.
Baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. What does it want to be? Your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cover me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't want to be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Does it wanna be your teddy bear? Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt's the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the
beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, our Elvis winner this hour, Joe Vallon from I don't know wherever. I don't know what happened with the phone, Joe. I'm so sorry, but you're still my winner. Just call me back, and I'll tell you how to pick up your album here. So Joe Vallon, our winner this hour, thank you for calling in on the Elvis contest. Guys, we really appreciate you listening. Here's Frankie Valli.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Take my eyes off you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Hamas fired rockets at Israel today at a time when there's concern about possible action from Iran. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The Hamas rockets targeted Tel Aviv just 2 days ahead of ceasefire talks on ending the war in Gaza.